Is it me? Is it the network? Or is it the rail companies? Somebody who will be able to help me is Bruce Williamson. He works for Rail Future. And tell me, Bruce, tell me you're in favour of the Ombudsman.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. This is a bit of good news all round, really, isn't it? And so, I mean, I think you won't be the only one who's delighted about this. Yeah, you know, the deal is, you say, you talked in the future tense. This thing is up and running now.
Yep.
You can complain now to the Ombudsman.
Yep.
As long as you have complained to the rail company first. You can't go straight to the Ombudsman. But, you know, when you end up in deadlock with your rail company, you think they owe you a compensation. They say no. Then you go to the Ombudsman, and maybe the Ombudsman will say, yeah, and you'll get some money back.
Yeah, but is it actually going to work in reality, though, this, do you think?
Well, I don't see why not. You know, we have Ombudsman in different sort of different industries, different areas of public life, and this actually is an established Ombudsman that's had its scope expanded. So they've got experience of dealing with complaints and resolving disputes.
Yeah.
So, I think I can't see any reason why it won't work.
Do you know what I cannot understand? And I tell you what, Bruce, are you technically minded at all?
Yes, I am very much, yeah.
Okay. Why can't we do the following? So I buy a ticket. My train is now absurdly, and considering I'm a commuter and I have to get to work to my business, we'll say 14 minutes late, OK? I should be entitled to a refund. Why don't I just put the ticket or my card back in the machine and get it paid immediately, rather than having to go through all the ridiculousness of having to fill in forms and the like?
Well, the government have promised to do this. You're quite right. It is absolutely technically possible. The whole of the rail, you know, the rail network is wired and computerised and so on. So the information about the lateness of trains is somewhere on the system. And the government have actually promised to do this. They've said that they're going to introduce what they call one-click compensation. So you have this little app on your smartphone. Your train is late, you press the button, and you get compensation. But, I mean, you're quite right, Calvin. We should go one step further. It should be totally automated. You shouldn't even have to claim, because the system should know that the train's late, you bought a ticket, therefore you're entitled to compensation. Let's do it totally automatically. I can't see why not.
What I'm thinking, though, is that they're going to use this phrase, unforeseen circumstances, quite a lot, like they do on airplanes. So, you know, oh, there's been rain, that was an unforeseen circumstance. Or, you know, so there's a dead sheep on the line, that's an unforeseen circumstance. Is this just going to be their get out of jail?
I don't think so, because, you know, most of the reasons why trains are late are unforeseen circumstances, with the exception of all this chaos we saw in May and June, which was very much foreseen. But, you know, where you have a dead sheep or, leaves on the line or engine failure or points failure or anything like that, you know, they're all unforeseen. And we don't suffer from earthquakes in this country, really. So I think, you know, the vast majority of the delays, they'll have to pay up, I'm afraid.
What I can't understand, Bruce, I mean, you know, I'm thinking of going on Mastermind as my chosen subject, you know, crappy rail networks in the UK. I'm sure I get 18 out of 18 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But what I can't understand is, I can understand, you know, bent rail lines, I can understand this. I cannot, for the life of me, understand rolling stock breaking down. How does this happen? Why does it break down?
Well, I mean, it's the same as cars breaking down. You know, I mean, actually, trains are very reliable, and they're getting better. And there's sort of industry awards for reliability and so on. But any mechanical device will eventually fail. And so, you know, sadly, the real world says that, your train is occasionally going to break down. But, I mean, obviously, the older the train, the less reliable it's going to be. So there is an issue there with investment. I mean, you know, I keep coming back when I'm interviewed about what's wrong with the railways. The big issue, the big solution is long-term investment. Long-term investment is the answer to our ills. And, of course, we're getting some of that, but we're playing an awful lot of catch-up. So there's an awful lot of old trains out there. And, they're very hardly, they're worked very hard, as it were. You know, they're doing a lot of miles, overloaded with passengers. So, I think whilst it's very, very frustrating that trains do break down occasionally, with the best will in the world, it's going to happen.
Honestly, Bruce, I hated that expression, overloaded with passengers. Honestly. You're not suggesting to me that actually the weight of the passengers is leading to the trains not working.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It makes a difference. Obviously, you know, the fully loaded train, that adds up to an awful lot of weight. And that weight is, you know, being coped with by the wheels and the rails and the suspension. The motors are having to work harder. The brakes are having to work harder. It all makes a difference.
I tell you what, I've heard it all now. Bruce, thank you very much indeed. Bruce Williamson, spokesperson from Rail Future and the next chief executive of Weight Watchers. Thank you very much indeed.